The EFT points. The EFT points that you will be stimulating or tapping on are as follows. The top of the head point is just the way it sounds. At the top of your head, there is a place where numerous meridians intersect. If you were to put your fingers at the top of each of your ears and then go straight up to the top of your head where they meet, then you would be reaching the top of the head point. To the back of the crown. Now, having said that, you can also stimulate the governing meridian by tapping from the front of your head, where your hairline meets your forehead, on back to the crown of your head. Simply imagine you have a part down the middle of your hair and tap on either side of that part. The next point is between the eyes. Again, it is just like it sounds. At the beginning of each eyebrow is a point. You can use two hands to tap on this point, one on each eyebrow, or you can do what I do and use your first finger and your third finger to tap on these points. Since there is another meridian between these two points, I just use my first three fingers on one hand and tap at this area, meaning I tap at the beginning of my eyebrow point and the middle between the eyebrows. This is called the between the eyes point. Tap on this point right now. The next point is the side of the eyes. It is on the bone at the side of the eyes, at the end of the eyebrows. It is not forward into the eye socket itself, or back into the temple, but rather it is on the bone at the side of your eye. Tap right there. This is the side of the eye point. The next point is under the eyes. This point is again on the bone, about an inch directly below the pupil of the eye. Tap right there. This is called the under the eye point. The next point is under the nose. It is directly halfway between your nose and your upper lip, in the middle. Tap right there. This is the under the nose point. The next point is the chin point. This point is under the lower lip, in the indentation point of your chin. It is not on the chin itself, but rather at the indentation point of your chin. Tap right there. The next point is the collarbone point. The collarbone is the straight bone under your neck that comes from your shoulder to the middle of your throat. Go to where the two sides come together in the middle, at the base of your throat. Go down about an inch, and to the right or the left about an inch. The point is under the collarbone itself, even though it is called the collarbone point. Tap right there. The next point is the under the arm point. Raise one arm, and with the other hand, tap about 3 to 4 inches down from the armpit itself. On men, it's pretty much even with your nipple. On women, it is behind the curve of the breast, at about the halfway point of your bra strap. It is not too far forward and not too far back, but rather in the middle. Tap right there. That is the under the arm point. The next point is the wrist point. This point is on the inside of the wrist, about 1 to 2 inches from where your arm and your hand meet. Some people like to just tap their wrists together. Personally, I don't like to do that. You do what feels right to you. Tap for just a moment. The next point is the karate chop point. This point is on the side of your hand, below your fingers and above your wrists, where it is soft and fleshy. The part of your hand where, if you were to karate chop something, this part would be used. Similar to how some people like to tap their wrists together, some people also like to tap their karate chops together with both hands. Again, I don't do that, but you do it if it feels right to you. Now tap your karate chop point. Very good. And that's it. Those are the 10 points. And let's run through them again from top to bottom and tap along with me as I say them. The top of your head, between your eyes, the side of your eyes, under your eyes, under your nose, your chin, your collarbone, under your arm, your wrist, and your karate chop. Very, very good.